And now, a personal message.
Lately, I've been concerned that cynical Seattle is spending too much time Bertha bashing. Big Bertha is, after all, one of a kind. She is the largest, most expensive, most repaired drill in history. She is the great blue whale of drills, the big one. Slowly she moves through the rock as the great sea mammal moves through the sea, silently. Okay, not silently, and not moving. But soon she makes Seattle that much closer to meeting her high rent real estate and tourism goals for the waterfront. After all, it's the tourists that matter. Are tourists happy? Will they come back? And will they bring more and more tourists when they come again? Here on the eve of 2016, only 2 years beyond the original completion date, Bertha is back on the job. She's passed her tests, most of them, and is scheduled to start drilling January 4th, or the 11th, or March 8th. Thus making the final opening date of our shiny new traffic tunnel, September 2017, or spring of 18. Barring Union and Port of Seattle disputes, 2019 for sure. Just think, when the viaduct is leveled and the new tax and zoning codes are voted into place, the new construction of hotels, a second convention center, and a park with no benches, thus discouraging loiterers, can begin. Bringing maximum enjoyment to our tourists and conventionaires, as long as they can stand or walk on the cement paths. And finally, the final completion in 2028. Sure, I'll be dead. But think of the children. I don't have any, so I think of others' children. Well, others' children's out-of-town guests. Won't it be nice for them? At this point, you may be asking, what's in it for me, the regular Seattleite? I'm losing the best free view of Seattle from that old viaduct. The city skyline, the Space Needle, the waterfront, both the Olympics and the Cascades can now only be seen from high atop the Rainier R and mini storage. Well, no matter. I've got a clear shot from Lake Union to Harbor Island. Underground. No distractions. No light. Who needs light? Not this pasty Northwesterner. Leave the spectacular view to the intrepid tourists or retirees who have the time to take the intricate path of exits off the freeway to the waterfront. But back to Bertha. None of any of our small inconveniences are her fault. We ordered her, built to spec. Blame it on the hard earth beneath her. The 100-year-old pipe that impeded her. And in a week, or two years tops, she will drill again.
Back her up!
Brought to you by SCAT, the Seattle Council to Advance Tourism. Peggy Platt!
You're listening to Sandbox Radio. Find the podcast of our shows in iTunes and Stitcher, and help other people find us by taking a moment to leave a rating or a review, if you would. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter for the latest news on our upcoming live shows. Get ticket information and find the podcast archive at sandboxradio.org. Thanks for listening.